Yes.
What question?
You mentioned in previous conversations or in the...
Only 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. That Raganuga begins with Nista, but it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Nista. So it doesn't seem like we're on the platform of Ruchi either. So how is it that...
It is not certain. A prostitute may have Raganuga. If he hears the Rasik Vaishnava Harikatha, even she has not taken any diksha or anything, but yet if he has greed, then he can come in the Raga. But it is surely that Raganuga begins from Ruchi. When Raganuga will be, it is a very, very thin Ruchi. Understand?
So we got special mercy then.
If you have greed, you have special mercy. If any has greed. And that greed has some kinds of symptoms. They will not listen any other words, orders, anything. Obstacles. Anyhow, by steps or by anything, they will want to have that tradition, that kind of harikatha, to know how to achieve this. There are so many things. No rules, more rules and regulations.
If I may, I'd like to ask a personal question about my service. I'll be going to Bombay in a few weeks, and you said that the instruction of painting by Prabhupada was temporary. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that I should just preach in Bombay. And when a structure is formed for a picture book department or art department, then I should resume that again. But according to what you're saying, I should not paint anymore?
No, I'm not telling anything.
What are you saying?
I only think, so, if anyone has greed, he will like to hear all this of Raganuga Bhakti. How Raganuga Bhakti has attained Anurag or Raganuga Bhakti, like Raghunath Das Goswami, always hearing and chanting of Radha Krishna Gopi Prathamnita, always. Yes. So, they can't do any. But their mind will be there, as if कुछ बचने के लिए दे दूँ, मंगवा दूँ, नहीं, तो चलिए आज मंगवा,
शाम से मैं आऊँगा पढ़ाने,
शाम को,
हाँ फिर आऊँगा,
मैं तो कहिए तो चलिए आज दे दूँगा
नहीं हमारे समझ में आएगी आप लोग इसको पढ़ा रहे हो
अंग्रेजी में पढ़ रहे
That the mind should be there, but you can do anything as long as your mind is in the proper heart.
Raganuga Bhakta, when reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he will want to hear only the parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, the Harikatha is regarding to Gopi and Krishna.
So when we preach to the general masses, we have to preach on a lower...
There you cannot tell. When I go to preach, I tell Prahlad Maharaj, I tell Krishnakesu Maharaj, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, ninth, 11th, 12th, canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this.
So how do we remain fixed in Krishna and the Gopi Katha when we're preaching the other?
Then a day will come that gradually your preaching will be also in connection with all this. Two kinds of harikatha. Vaidhi bhakti is fast preaching. And raganuga is true by heart. So, according to audience, we should preach. But what I am doing?
You are preaching to both. Or here you preach.
General mass and other.
Yeah.
And those who want Radhanga Bhakti, I tell them to them. As I tell to you. And if a man more qualified than you, then I will have to talk very mysterious things. No? Gradually. If you will be so qualified, I will have to tell some more things because you will not be satisfied by that. So gradually it will be there.
You said we should read the Vallabh Kushmanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami. What about the other parts of the Sri Stavavali? Also read those? Because those also contain prayers to achieve Radharani's lotus feet.
Huh?
What about the rest of the Stavavali? The other parts of the Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, should we read those also?
Everything. All is Raghunath. What Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has written. Everything. Is it a Everything is of Raghunatha.
You were mentioning in a discussion with our God brothers, or in fact it's in the Jiva Dharma chapter 21 of yours, that Vrajendranath and Vijay Kumar understood that only by getting diksha from Uttama Adhikari can they get perfection. So sometimes our God brothers may not be Uttama Adhikari. So they give diksha. How will their disciples achieve perfection? By sending them to you or what? For further or what?
Guru must be qualified. Either Siksha Guru must be so qualified. Without qualified guru, you cannot achieve.
Qualified means Uttama Bhakta.
Huh?
Qualified means Uttama Bhakta?
Certainly more than us. More than that sadhana.
So what would be the general procedure then for the disciples of our God brothers?
They will gradually grow up in this work. After that,
what if the Diksha Guru is a Madhyama, but the Madhyama Guru can direct their disciples to an Uttama Shiksha Guru? Then can the disciple of the Madhyama attain perfection, even with a Madhyama Diksha Guru?
All will go Krishna. Management is
Krishna will do everything.
Aap kyun nahi aate? Kya ho gaya?
आपसे भेटी नहीं।
डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर का, केजरीवाल सर का पिताजी गुजर गया।
किसका?
डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर साहू जो है हमारे, उनके पिताजी वृद्ध थे। डॉक्टर केजरीवाल सर नाम सुना आपने?
काम अपना नहीं।
हाँ, तो पता इतनी गर्मी थी पूर्णमासी को।
आज एक और हमारे परिचित के भी पिताजी चले गए,
तो मैंने कहा मारो तकलीफ इतनी धूप में क्या है ठंडा।
अरे हमारा काम हम होगा।
How does Krishna work it out?
See our heart. What is needed to you?
For the disciple.
For sadhu. Not disciple. For sadhu.
For the spiritual master.
If the disciple is sadhu, then Krishna will learn. If disciple is not sadhu, only his disciple, for disciple, to be disciple,
What do you mean by sadhak?
Huh?
What do you mean by sadhak?
Sadhak, those who want, they have greed, like so. They are sadhak.
So if they can connect with a Shiksha Guru who is Uttama Bhakta, then they can achieve perfection in that way?
How you come to me?
By your mercy and Prabhupada's mercy. By yours and Prabhupada's mercy.
How?
Aditya's mercy.
Arrangement.
Krishna. Krishna's mercy.
Then certainly Krishna will do.
What do you mean by disciple? That Krishna will not do anything. What is
disciple? Only he is disciple. He has no greed, he's doing nothing.
He's just like a formal, he's just a formality. You mean like that?
Formality.
Not serious, not really interested in advancement.
He does not want to do
deeply to improve.
Deeply to improve.
But the question is that even if the Diksha Guru is Madhyama, if you have a Shiksha Guru who's Uttama.
Madhyama Guru, Madhyama Vaishnava, is of so variety.
Right.
Madhyam Kanishka, Madhyam Madhyam, Madhyam Uttam. Madhyam Uttam is ready to go in Uttam. He is about Uttam. So it will do. Anyhow, he should be very interested to this thing. Rasik Vaishnava. Very interesting Krishna pastime is working. Then it will. Without love, without greed, anything, we cannot go on in. Really, there should be greed. Whether our greed is real or not, we should judge. If a man has greed for anything, no, he will not see that whether the process is wrong or right to have this. He will only have greed to have this, whether the process is right or wrong or anything. But all persons are saving, he will not see. He will see that anyhow I will have this. This is great. Now, good will not be had by books and all these things. But if it has come, we will see that how gopis have that kind of wrath. How Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gilda Mangal Thakur, they attend Raganuga Bhakti, and how they became Vastu Siddhanta.
how Shruti, Shruti, you know?
The Shruti is the Vedas, four Vedas.
They accept the Gopi Bhav. Then I will have to do like this. I want to stole anything. I'll have to adopt the method which fits adopt like this. If we have some greed to enter in that, we'll have to adopt the method of Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, especially Rupa Goswami. How they did it? Anything which will not helpful, the Ruchi will not go there. Ruchi, test, will not go there.
Will not go where?
In that thing which is not helpful to Raganta. Understand?
Right now I don't have a taste for painting anymore because I can't see how it's helpful.
Anything which will be helpful in Raganga Bhakti. A natural trust will come. He will not ask anyone, should I do it or not? If anyone tells which are not helpful in Vaidimar, they will think it very painful for them. They will not ask whether I do or not. No. The test will be so. Like you are very thirsty. A man gives you very warm water. Namakin pani.
Salted water. Yeah.
As in Vrindavan Mathura is found. If anyone gives you one glass to drink, you will drink. Why?
It doesn't taste good.
So Raganga Bhakti will only adopt things which are very helpful in Raganga. If anyone by force will tell that you should do this, he will be in harassment. Still difficulty to do it.
You were also speaking to our guide brothers about offering. Because we have tapes and Jagatarini made transcriptions.
You are giving, supplying all.
She's the source of nectar. So there you were talking about how the spiritual master comes and actually eats what you offer to him. And then they were asking you about, well, what if the guru is not Uttama? How can he come? But I couldn't understand the conclusion of that conversation. Can a disciple offer prasadam to a Madhyama Diksha guru, and he will be able to take it and pass it on up to the disciple succession? Or
anyone who is initiated, he should always believe that my Gurudev is Uttam. and very near and dear to Krishna. What he will do, Krishna will like. And he is most dear to Krishna.
But they also believed that Bhavananda was Uttam, and then they saw that. They also believed that Bhavananda was Uttam, that Ramaswara was Uttam, but then they saw that he wasn't, so they felt cheated.
They should be thought before taking initiation, what kind of guru they are.
So even if they're not actually Uttam, it's okay for the disciple to think that they are.
If we are we have given ourselves everything in the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will surely will give connection with any good guru. And if you are not so qualified, having so many desires and all these things, then Krishna will make
different arrangements. But Maharaj,
after that he will gradually go up and will think his proper guru on. Then he will do again.
Maharaj, we saw so many people who took diksha from Prabhupada were not qualified. It was not that.
But they had no doubt.
At that time maybe, but they had.
They had no doubt in Prabhupada. No?
Yeah.
So if they are doing activities of bhakti, they will gradually go up. But anyhow, those who are not qualified and give up and left Prabhupada, they will go to hell. But the persons who are living Prabhupada, also they know that he is qualified. By their,
they have that confidence, that Shraddha.
And still the Durbal, they, like Bhavanam, he has left Harihara. But anyone will ask him that whether your guru was pure or not, he will tell that my guru.
All of them were silent. Most all of them.
I think if they have not done any offense in the feet of guru, they will again come.
It is just their weakness of heart. So they cannot complete.
They can. Because they have some regard for me.
I asked because you were saying that if somebody is sincere, they will get a good guru, and somebody who is insincere will not. But sometimes we see somebody who appeared to be more sincere got some difficulty, and somebody who was actually not sincere got a good guru, and that they got Prabhupada. So it seems that it is difficult to criticize that the persons who got Bhavananda were all insincere.
No, when they were initiated and then when they joined the movement to Prabhupada, at that time their faith was very
delicate.
Good.
I see.
But yet thin. If they had a regular Vaishnava Sangha, qualified Sangha, then this mishap could not come. Because they can see in their speaking and mixing with ladies, gentlemen, Vishayi, Bhogi,
the gurus, you mean?
Ramananda, Rameshwar, and all this.
Yes. They became free. Yes.
They became free?
Yes.
No control was there?
Yes.
So, they began to do
wrong
what they like. There was none to regulate them. They had no fear.
Nowadays, many of the devotees coming into ISKCON and taking our diksha from our God brothers are understanding that they're not on Prabhupada's level of Uttama, that they are on some level of Madhyama. Is that okay to think like that? Yes?
I could not.
You said that the disciple should think that my guru is Uttama. So now, these days in ISKCON, because of all the things that have happened, most of the new disciples of our God brothers are thinking, my guru is Madhyama of some kind, because they've seen all the things. Is that okay to think my guru is Madhyama?
This is not that my guru is Vaishnava, really Vaishnava. By adopting him, we can reach to Radha and Krishna. We can have the service of Radha. He is Bhagavad Guru, he is faithful. If they have no regard like so, they will not obey their master, holy master. No? And gradually they will go down. But by this, that he is really a Vaishnava, he is Bhagavad Guru. They will gradually go up and going so, when they will, their heart will be so sincere.
Krishna.
We again arrange to right person and then they will.
Also, this, if they have Madhyama Guru, he is also perhaps very far ahead of them. And if he is very sincere in his bhakti and he is advancing and advancing, surely he will be continuously ahead of them. So he will be able to guide them to some proper course.
Guru is akhanda tattva. If Guru is telling that you should do Hari Nam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, actually, this idea is not of his Gurudev. This idea is of Prabhupada, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that this idea is not of Srila Prabhupada. This idea came from his Guru. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, this idea came from his Guru. So, at last, this goes only to Krishna. From Krishna, Baladev Prabhu, these ideas are coming. So Krishna is Guru. Akhanda Guru. Baladev Prabhu is Akhanda Guru. So we should obey our spiritual master, that he is obeying Krishna and Baladev, Mool Root Guru. So I am obeying Baladev Prabhu. Our Gurudev is Baladev. But if we see that he is different from Baladev Prabhu, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Prabhupada, Esi Bhakti Vedanta, then we should do namaskar to him. I have no relation with him. Understand my thing?
Yes.
If he, there is difference, and if there is no difference, we should treat him like Baladev.
Representative of.
But hundreds or thousands of them now think that my guru is Madhyama because of everything that happened.
You think your guru is Madhyama?
Mine, no.
Why?
Mine, because he has the symptoms and the words of an Uttama and the characteristics.
What are thinking about me?
That you're also Uttama.
Uttamadhikari.
I'm
telling that I'm in Kanishtha Adhikari.
But I don't believe it. None of us believe
you
it.
You are not believing?
No. Because you have the Lakshana of Uttama.
Oh, you know the Lakshana of Uttamadhikari?
You seem to.
Oh, you are so qualified.
At least we know the Lakshana of Kanishtha Adhikari. But you have said on another occasion that disciple cannot really see where his guru is. He cannot judge. He has not got the qualification himself.
Why you are all bothering about these things?
Because we have to deal with so many.
You have connection with a real guru?
Yes.
But
what problems are you seeing?
But we
None.
Have many people under around
to, that could do their problem. Why you waste your time?
Because we're surrounded by such people in ISKCON. And they ask these questions.
Going to so many places.
So we shouldn't.
I don't bother.
Okay.
I believe in whole Guru Tattva. Purna Guru Tattva, Khanda.
Okay. How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing and preaching?
Huh?
How do we avoid Purusha Bhav when we're lecturing to audiences?
That I am servant of Krishna. Made servant of Krishna. For giving pleasure to Krishna. So that Krishna makes me. Our Guru they make me. And then, so Purusha Bhava will not come. That is simple. With prema, with love and affection, this is important. As Lalita does, as Rupa Manjari does, Rupa Goswami does. How many disciples were of Rupa Goswami? Huh? How many sisters to Sanatana Goswami?
Oh, unlimited. Millions.
Millions?
I mean in the spiritual world.
It does not accept any sisters.
Huh?
So, Rupa Goswami, Valli, Jiva Goswami.
Huh?
No other. But he preached, wrote so many books and stuff. Anyone which went in the connection with Rupa Goswami became Vaishnava. No Purusha Bhava is there.
Why is it that the followers of Gaudiya Vaishnavism only want to be Manjari and not Sakhi? Not for some bulb.
Why is Ganges water is so sacred, not all other rivers? Why?
Because Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya played in there.
This is like river coming from Himalayas. Every river comes from, so many rivers come from Himalayas, Sindhu, Satluj, and so many rivers. But Ganges water is so sacred. One of the Himalayan water, Dhara. Dhara
is one of the Himalayan rivers.
Dhara is so called.
Dhara? Stream?
The stream. Why it becomes so? If anyone take bath in that river, everyone be 400 and go to Vaikunth. So, anyone which is so qualified, then he will come to that river. In river means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dhara.
What does Dhara mean?
Then they will have mandir now. Anyone. So sacred that any water mixed with Ganges, it becomes Ganges water. Understand? Any water of Yamuna, Mahanadi, well water is given to Ganges, it also becomes Ganges water. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu river, Prem river, is so powerful that if anyone comes, it becomes Manjari now. And if anyone will not come, those who have agreed like this, they have done any sanskara in their past and Krishna will arrange to come and to meet in this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spring. Understand?
Except that I don't understand why they wouldn't want Saki Baba or Sambhog with Krishna. But why is Tad Tad Bhava is Chamayi, why that is preferable to Sambhog?
Any person which has this greed will not question like this. He wants, I want one to Sambhog with Krishna. Why I don't? I want to say. Why I want to say? I cannot give.
Explanation.
You want to go to scientists and others. I want. This is the symptom of Agatha. He will not give any clearance, any argument. And see, I love Krishna. Why you love? I love. By misfortune, or good fortune, or anything, I love Krishna. I love Krishna, I know that. Why I love? I cannot give that.
You were giving an explanation of the Krishna, the Gopal mantra to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But there in that discussion, you mentioned the Kam Gayatri, and you didn't give...
You have collected everything. I will not give you anything. Did I give any bribe to you?
No.
All sorts of
things. Her mercy is costless.
Then?
Ahoyitaki, apritihata. So, two questions. One, you didn't discuss the Kam Gayatri there, although you discussed the Gopal mantra. I was wondering if you could say a couple of things about that to help us in our bhav when we say the Kam Gayatri. And you also mentioned that we should say it more than three times. You said it's not sufficient to say it three times. Unless I read it wrong.
What I told? That
is...
Three times.
That we say it three times in a day, the Kam Gayatri and all the Gayatri mantras. And you said that's not sufficient. We should say it more than three times. Did I understand that correctly? You said we should say it more than three times a day? Just keep it in our minds, or what?
You should... think like this. If you love anyone, naturally, then you should only remember that person only three times.
No.
Why?
Because you can't
no
help
two, more than three. Who should remember only in morning and evening and midday? Only three times.
Is that just to start us off?
This is the case of Raganuga Vaishnava. He wants more and more and more whole day, whole time, day, rush. He wants to sink in that rush. He wants that we see in Gopkumar. Day and night, no time, he is doing. In Vihat Bhagavatam, have you read? You should read.
No, I will read it.
Vihat Bhagavatam. Very good book. You feel very helpful. After reading, then come to me. Then it will be very easier to understand all this.
Yes, so many good questions.
At that time, when a man has greed, no? If a man has greed, a sadhak has, ya sadhika has greed, then he will not question about other things. He will question how to have only, how we can get it. I saw a picture with you, very beautiful, very, very beautiful. How it came to you, there is no question to me. Understand? How you collected this? No question for me. What is the price? There is no question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Question is how to collect from you. By theft or anything, by giving anything, by any hook and crook, I will have to take it. The question will be on this point, how to collect it if I have so much greed for that food. So here is our.
Can you tell us something about the Kam Gayatri so that our mood when we chant it can be more deep?
You come with so many crowd.
What about the Guru Gayatri Mantra? Huh? Not now. Vrindavan has a question.
You can ask all these questions, very sacred questions.
Uh-huh.
But see the what?
Company.
Company and what you say.
Be aware of time.
Okay. I'm very ignorant.
Those who have greed, they will ask another. Guru Gayatri. Guru Mantra is clear. I have told it. Any very good time, you should come and ask.
We don't know when a good time is.
And only two are same company. Understand?
Sometimes there's only a few people and then, you know, you don't look around and then more and more people come in, huh?